How's it going, everybody? This is me again, your host, Chewy, and I want to welcome you to the podcast titled Exploring the Myths Behind the Legends. And as usual, I am joined by my girlfriend, Monica.
Hi, guys.
So, Monica, how's it been for you this past week or so?
It's been chill. My sister's visiting, so it's been awesome. I've been cooking a lot. And yeah, it's been like really like windy here. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, it got kind of like cold. We went to this place called it's Paris Lake. It's a state park nearby. And we went to go on a little hike, right? I was thinking about going there to kayak or get like a paddleboard or something, right, and get in the water. Mm-hmm. But it's way too cold. Like, it's not even like, even the duck, dude, there were like two ducks there, and even the ducks were like, I don't want to get in, but I have to get in. Like, yeah.
Not feeling it.
Yeah. So it's been pretty cold. And it's starting to warm up a little bit, but not like summer yet. But I'm pretty sure once like August hits around, it's going to be like hot as hell outside. It's one of the spiders come out.
That is not a place I want to be in. I'm not a big fan of spiders. It's been work like their usual. I mean, actually, it's been a little bit busy since everyone got their made Stimmy. It rain. Yeah, they made it rain on their bank accounts. So now they're making it rain in hours at the store. Well, my boss is not mine. So yeah, dude, it's been kind of hectic. I've been running up and down, doing like three or four people's jobs for them. So yes, I am drinking a beer today. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking an IPA. I don't want to say a brand because I don't want to feel like I'm trying to get a sponsorship. Pay us.
I am also drinking a drink that has alcohol in it. You know, it's a drinky drink. It's delicious.
Well, I am gonna say it's an IPA and it's in a blue can. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really vague enough, but I'm enjoying it. It's not as hoppy as other IPAs. It's a little bit smoother, but it's okay. Let's go ahead and remind our listeners of our social media accounts. So we have our Facebook under Exploring the Myths Behind the Legends, and our Instagram under Myths Behind LGDS.
Our Twitter, it's Myths Behind LGDS, and you can also email us at MythsBehindLegends@gmail.com. And if you guys hear my voice sound a little weird, it's because I bit my tongue, so it's kind of hard to talk.
Ouch.
I have a little lisp going on right now. Every now and then it pops out.
Oh, careful with that, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have our letterbox under Myths Behind LGDS as well, and that's a website in which we do bite-sized reviews of the movies that we talk about in this podcast. And we also have our official/unofficial website, which is Monica's favorite part of the entire podcast here.
Oof, yes, I've been waiting for this.
It's going to make your week. All right, so our website is under myths-behind-legends.mailchimpsites.com.
We need to turn this into a song.
We definitely should.
It's got to be, you know.
I've mentioned before that I'm already like pairing it up with a little beat, so it's taking a life of its own, my friend.
Yes, for sure.
So you want to bring our audience up to speed? What movie are we discussing today?
Well, we're discussing the movie Cam, and it's exactly what you think it's about: cam girls. But and it was supposed to be scary, but we. We'll see.
Well, yes, we'll definitely talk about that in the next segment. So stick around, we're taking a little break, and we'll be right back with our movie critique of Cam. And we are back with our first segment of the episode, which is the critique segment, Monica. Now, last episode, you were quite vocal about your hatred of 13 Ghosts, correct?
Yes, yes.
I think you drank more than one serving of Haterade for that episode.
I chugged it, is what I did, yes.
So I want to ask you, how do you feel about this one?
It's worse than 13 Ghosts.
Oh my god, really?
Worse. Like, this movie had literally no point. I thought it was going to be scary. The first half of the movie is literally just girls doing stuff online, like, you know, cam girls, like, getting naked or whatever. It doesn't get to, like, the good stuff. Well, I'm using quotes, like, air quotes here, the good stuff, until, like, you know, mid-movie where things start to get a little creepy. But then it just leaves you hanging because there's no explanation about what is going on, why these things are happening, and the girl just goes back to normal. Like, she just opens up another account and just, like, goes back to the whole thing, like, you know, with her broken freaking nose that her mom helped, you know, put makeup on to make it look like it's not broken or, like, messed up. Which, did she not go to the doctor to fix her freaking nose? Like, you know, all she had to do was just crack it back in place. Like, it's not that hard. Yeah, it's just, no, I'm not a fan at all.
So you do not approve of this film?
It almost came off as, like, a cautionary tale. Like, oh, don't be a cam girl because your identity can get stolen. No. And then, you know, she still went back to it. So it's like, whatever. But it was so stupid. No, I did not like it at all.
Well, I am going to agree with you on that. I didn't like the movie for its cinematic qualities. The cam girl stuff is okay, whatever, like, you know. But if I want to see stuff like that, I know where to find it, right?
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. So if I want to watch something like that, you know, at a different time or whatever, I can look for alternatives, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, having that taken into account, it's okay. I mean, the girl's pretty, you know, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like it really adds anything to... I mean, I know it's the central point, her being a cam girl.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time in which you kind of do feel something... it made me think about what maybe somebody that does this for a living might go through as far as when her family finds out, for example.
Oh, yeah. That part was like, whoa, like cringe, hardcore. Like, I felt the embarrassment. I was like, damn, dude, that's a shitty way to find out. Like, but, like, also, I thought it was so weird. She's just showing this stuff to her brother. Like, she's naked. And she's showing her brother, oh, look what I did. Like, who does that? At first, like, in the beginning of the movie, like, when they're, like, in the salon or whatever, and she's getting her hair done or whatever the f*** she's doing, I thought the kid maybe was, like, a friend or something. And then I realized it's her brother, and she's over here showing him his, like, her website and, like, the stuff that she was doing. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And then expect your brother to just be okay with it. I mean, of course the friends were going to find out. They're teenagers. You know, and she's over here walking around like, oh, I know what you're doing. Like, I'm not going to tell. Like, they don't care if you tell or not. They're talking about how you're a freaking, like, cam girl. And, like, they could see you naked online. And they're going to now, like, screw with your little brother. Like,
in the beginning, yes. I thought that was pretty weird, too. When she, like, showed her brother, I was like,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a sister, but if I did have a sister, I would not feel comfortable if she ever did something like that. I'd be like, dude, I don't want to know. That's gross. You know, that's... But the point is, he knew about it, and he seemed to be okay with it. He was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, it didn't bother him as much as it did when the friends taunted him about it. And I used to work with somebody at the place that I work at now.
Uh-huh.
That was going to school with an adult film actress, porn star.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
He told me that he recognized her. Let's just leave it at that, like, from her work. And that he was like, what is she doing here? Like, what the hell? Like, so he actually got the courage to, like, not ask her what she was doing, like, for a living, whatever, but he's like, hey, how are you? Like, he kind of, like, started a conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
So over time, they would talk here and there. Like, he didn't become her friend or anything, but he would talk to her every now and then. And eventually she told him, yeah, you know, like, I've been in the film industry for a while, in adult film industry. And I'm not going to say her name because, you know, whatever. I would have not known that this girl was local if he hadn't told me.
Yeah.
you know?
Uh-huh.
If you see her, she looks Hispanic. She looks, you know, she's a brunette, like, with darker skin and everything. But, I mean, I thought, well, she's probably from California or, like, you know, Florida or something. But apparently she's from here, like, from this area. And I was like, okay. So that, I bring it up because it is possible to some extent to have somebody that does that for a living and you not be aware of.
Uh-huh.
Unless you know somebody that knows them directly. In this case, of course, the friends know the brother. So, I mean, yeah, they found out, and of course they told him because the girl looks just like the sister, which we find out later it's not the actual girl.
Yeah.
I want to also talk about how some of the concepts were not approached correctly, I don't think. Or it's kind of awkward for me to talk about this as a guy because I don't understand how, and by when I say that, I mean the hardships these people go through.
Mm-hmm.
As far as them being sex workers, I mean, and if somebody wants to do that, that's their right, and that's totally cool. I mean, that's their prerogative, and if that's how they want to make their living and they're good at it, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's awesome. I have nothing against that. But in the movie, for example, she was shamed. So I kind of see maybe they were trying to portray how some of that might apply to people like this in real life, you know, the sex workers, because, for example, when she called the cops because she was, you know, being hijacked or her hacked, whatever, her account was hacked, hijacked, that's like an airplane. So when her account was hacked, the cops was like, trying to be all dirty with her and like all creepy and basically they blamed the victim in this case because one of the cops is being all like creepy, like, hey, so you have sex with the people that watch you and like
so she's trying, like, to get on her, basically that was his way of like coming on to her.
Yes. So and then when the other cop came back, she's like, so you guys aren't gonna help me? And then he's like, well, if it's your fault, I mean, if you're in the internet doing that kind of stuff, it's your fault. I mean, whatever.
You brought it on yourself, basically. Uh-huh. That's what he said.
So to me, my appreciation is that they were trying to show how women are objectified, you know?
Right.
Especially women in this industry, right? Because that's, I mean, I'm not saying it's cool for them to go through that, but it's just, I think the movie was trying to show that.
Right, uh-huh.
But it didn't really go anywhere with, like, it was just scene, and it didn't really feel like it made a big impact if they had somehow explored that even a little bit further, you know? Like, because the only other time that you see her being quote-unquote slut-shamed is when the family finds out, of course, you know, bring that up again, but it's because, like, everyone finds out, like, the entire family, and it's awkward, but she leaves, and then it's never brought up again.
Right, and then when she goes back home to talk to her mom, she kind of tells her, like, oh, yeah, I saw your videos, and you're good. Good job. Keep doing what you're doing, basically, you know, like, if it's working for you, but you need to be more confident in real life, like you are on your videos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Props to the mom for the support, but it also was worded a little weird too. At that point, it made me feel like, okay, maybe the mom's in on this whole hacking thing, like maybe she's the one taking over her account or something. I feel like the movie had potential, but like it was just all over the place. Like none of the little ideas that were being portrayed in the movie, there was no follow-up. It's like they were just thrown in there and then
forgotten about.
Like they didn't follow through with anything. So it was a very empty movie. It was a waste of time, basically, in my opinion. Like I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, what was the point of the whole thing?
I'll hold off on that for a little bit longer because I do want to bring some other stuff up, but I was going to ask you what you thought the point was. Like I said, we'll get to that discussion in a little bit here. Because I also want to talk about how I think the horror in the movie is mostly psychological or approached in the psychological way because there aren't really any scare scenes. There aren't.
Yeah. The only... Except for the one she shoots herself.
Well, I mean, yeah. That, I mean, as far as her being endangered, they show a couple of times when, for example, she's going out with a guy to the restaurant, the older guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he breaks into the restroom to, like, assault her.
Yeah, but that was also weird, like...
Yeah, that was a little weird, and then she just left, and the guy's never mentioned again.
Right.
and
he was gross, too, though, by the way. He was like, oh, everybody's trying to impress me, like... And this is, like, some weird-ass dude, like, some guy who, look, he, like, retired early or something, and he's just has nothing to do with this fucking retirement money except give it to these girls, like...
Yeah.
He was just so sleazy.
And the other moment that I thought was a little, I guess, high tension is when she goes to the guy that Tinker.
Yeah, Tinker.
The other guy, because, and for a while they make you think it's him that's behind everything because
he's an IT guy.
He's an IT guy, so that my mind's, oh, this guy's like involved somehow because he can hack computers, he can...
Yeah.
You know. But then he's in the hotel room and she gets there and she walks in and he like closes the door and then she falls asleep.
Right.
In the room.
With this weird guy who she was freaked out about before and now all of a sudden she's comfortable enough to pass out.
Yeah. And then what I thought was weird is, and I'm not saying, I hope I'm not wording this in a weird way, but the guy, instead of trying to make a connection with her now that he's in, like, in front of her and trying to talk to her and maybe understand, like, you know, or I mean, obviously the guy can't do that because he's a creep.
Yeah.
He's some sort of a deviant, you know?
Uh-huh.
But instead of maybe trying to overcome that and trying to get past that anxiety or whatever, he goes into the restroom and it's like watching the fake girl in the camera and the real one is in his hotel room. So it's like, what is happening? Like, why is this guy not, like what?
Well,
like,
that part I did get because, like, so the reason why he's in there talking to the fake one is because that's the one that's giving him the attention and, like, the love that, or the validation that he wanted from the real one. The other girl is freaked out by him, you know? She only, like, pretends. Once he got a little too close, she freaked out. And she didn't want him anywhere near her. And that's what she was ignoring his calls. But the other one will tell him that she's in love with him and that she wants him. And that's what he was, like, getting off. And the other thing that was weird, it's, like, it was never really explained. The fact that she can't recognize, the fake one can't recognize herself.
Oh, yeah.
Even when she did the front in front type of thing, like, forcing her to see that they're the same person, nothing happened. She was just like, oh, hi, you're pretty, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, you expected the thing to, like, trip out or, like, maybe crash because it's, like, too much going on or something, but nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Yeah, so that was disappointing, to say the least, to me.
Yeah, it was so dumb. She just fucking hurt herself, like, for what? She busted up her face for what, you know?
I think she could have done something different that's not as drastic. Maybe, like, if you want to do something like that, maybe write, take a magic marker and draw a line in your hand or something. Like,
right, yeah, do something else. Or she could have prepared like she did with her other videos where she slit her throat and it was fake. Or when, like, you know, she could have done something like that. But yeah. No, this chick busted up her freaking nose.
Yeah. Yeah, so to me, you know, the climax of this movie, no pun intended, was pretty anticlimactic. I didn't feel like it went anywhere.
No.
And I feel like the lack of a clearly defined villain is kind of like a cop-out, dude, honestly.
Yeah.
And this villain, you know, for all intents and purposes of this episode, I'm going to call it deep fake.
Yeah.
Because it's a villain, but we never know what or who it is or where it comes from or what happened or where it went to after this whole thing ended. Like, it's just, there's no setup, there's no development, and there's no conclusion to this villain, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll talk about him in the Know Thine Enemy segment. But I wanted to ask you a question about it.
Okay.
Do you think, in the case, assuming it's some sort of crazy AI thing, like self-aware AI, whatever,
yeah,
do you think they're trying to portray it as like some sort of representation? I'm getting all philosophical here. Do you think it's a representation of maybe society swallowing up people and their desire for popularity? Because some people are willing to do whatever it takes to become famous and get out there, right? So do you think maybe the idea of this was to, like, oh, it's just people just get too self-absorbed in this and they lose track of who they really are?
Uh-huh. I mean, it makes sense. That's a good theory.
That's just me maybe giving them too much credit. I'm pretty sure I'm overthinking this, but I wanted to see what you thought about it. Do you think there is some sort of deep message like that? I mean, even if it's not the same one that I'm asking you about.
It just seems like it was, like, trying to expose what it's like to be a cam girl, but then it didn't really get anywhere. I don't know. Honestly, this whole thing was a mess. I can't even make sense of it.
And I wanted to ask you about the ending also.
Because she deletes the account, right? After going through breaking her nose and stuff, whatever. I guess in a sense she beat it, you know, because she was able to get rid of it. And then she went and opened up a new account with a different identity. Because she got a new identity. Like, her ID was completely different. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it was actually her. It looked like a fake. Mm-hmm. You have to link accounts to be able to get paid.
Yeah, like bank accounts and everything. I mean, maybe she used her mom's account for that.
Maybe. Or maybe, like, I mean, I guess she opened up an account with that fake ID or whatever that was. That's another thing that didn't make sense to me. She couldn't log into her account, but everything's linked in her account, right? So was mm-hmm. she still getting paid when this other person or the fake her was, like, performing?
That wasn't even addressed at all.
Which is important, because if she was getting paid, like, dude, let her do whatever the f*** she wants to do. Like, I'm still getting money. Who cares, you know? Like, this chick was spending her own money to talk to a fake her, to get her to do things to hurt herself.
Yeah.
Girl, you shouldn't be wasting your money, like, on this stuff. Like, just get over it. Like, come on.
Well, and then the other thing that I forgot to mention just really quick is that whole subplot of her finding out one of the cam girls was actually dead.
Okay, so what happens? This thing kills the cam girls? Like, or is this using identities of girls that died? Like, what? That was not even, like,
it wasn't addressed. That, like, she finds out. She finds out, and then poof, it's gone.
And I thought, okay, maybe the other guy, the Tink guy, is murdering these girls because apparently he's been in all the other spots that they've been in or something. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy, like, what was his name?
I think his name is Barney or something like that.
Barney or whatever his name was. He went and visited her in Georgia, where she lived, the baby girl.
So did he see her before she died or after she died? Because
that was another thing. Like, and apparently this guy's linked to also all those popular girls because, you know, he's the one who gets them to the top, according to himself.
Yeah.
So did he murder them and she got away? Like, there's so much potential. One of them could have been a serial killer. Like, they could have just gone with that. That would have been scary enough, but they didn't, you know?
I mean, as maybe predictable as that would have been better for me, like, as far as a resolution.
They could have stuck with the whole thing of, like, maybe the Tink guy created this deep fake version of this girl, and he's gonna murder her or whatever, you know? Like, his whole plan was to get her to his hotel room so he could kill her. But no, that doesn't happen either. And it's like, all these things that could have happened were just tossed aside, and we got left with the shitty ending. No resolution to any of it.
Yeah.
Regretting that we even watched this freaking movie in the first place, because what was the point? There was no point.
I wanted to ask you, like, concerning the ending, because, again, she just joined back in with a different identity. She started a whole different account, like, from the bottom.
Yeah.
And her mom asked her, what are you going to do if it happens again? Well, I'll just do it. Like, I'll start over. And I'll, you know, just kind of, like,
yeah,
I guess asserting herself as not giving up. So I wanted to ask you, do you think this girl, and I think her name in the movie is Alice, right?
Yeah.
We haven't even said her name. Do you think that this girl, Alice, represents somebody that doesn't learn their lesson after going through something like this? Or do you think that it represents somebody that, in spite of whatever happened to her, she becomes empowered and she's like, no, I'm not going to give up on my dream. I'm going to do this no matter what.
I think it's the right one. I mean, like, the right. I don't know why I said right. I thought, like, one is left, one is right. Anyway, I think it's the second one because, like, you know, like, I'm pretty sure chicks go through this a lot being in that industry, you know, because you can get hacked. Obviously, it's the internet. Mm-hmm. There's going to be trolls that are going to try to, like, take your stuff and, like, get your money. So I'm sure that a lot of them have had to cancel their accounts and start new ones. She worked so hard to get to that certain level, and now she has to start all over again. Obviously, she knows more now, so she'll probably get there faster. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, like, that she's not learning her lesson. It's just that they hacked this account, this stuff happened, Now I know what to look out for, and I'm gonna do it again, because this is what I do, and she likes to do it, so.
I think they were trying to go for that angle as well, as far as her being determined. You know what? This happened to me. I went through a horrible experience with this the first time, but it's what I want to do, and I'm not gonna give up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if that was ever intending, I mean, that's a noble thing to, to, like, I mean, you want to empower women like that. I mean, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But given the fact that this message is wrapped on and around this or inside this horrible movie, you know, I think it's going to fall on deaf ears, you know, honestly. This is something that could have been a really good. I don't know what the word is.
It could have been a thriller. It didn't necessarily have to be horror movie. It could have been a thriller. Like, yeah, just a suspense.
What
movie.
I'm trying to say is that it could have been maybe a landmark movie for. Because I haven't seen a movie that tackles these.
Me neither.
Until this one. I mean, I haven't seen a movie that tries to understand or deal with the plight of sex workers like this, you know?
Right.
Maybe they're out there and I'm not aware of them, but as far as.
There's been movies about, like, you know, prostitutes or whatever, like, stuff like that, but, like, never, like.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the digital.
It's updated, you know?
Yeah, like in the internet age, because now it's a lot harder, probably, to become known, like, famous or whatever. But also, it's probably a lot easier to get found out and people, like, stalking you and creeping you out and stuff like that. So that's a whole different ballgame there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is, this could have been a good vehicle for an idea like that, but it was just horrible, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe the reason why she never had issues before, like the character Alice, is because she didn't actually use her real name and she was using. But I mean, she wasn't using wigs or anything. Like, she was, like, straight up just her actual self in her video. She just had a different name. Her little anti her or whatever was exposing her name, her brother's name, his face, everything, her house, what her house looked like. So, and again, that could have been something more, like, they could have made more interesting, but they didn't.
Because what if it turned out they were actually in her house? That would have been...
Exactly. Like, no, and then she would open it, nobody was there. So how, what was going on? Nothing, no, we'd never find out. How this was even possible.
Yeah, so it's a shame, dude. I think this could have been a good vehicle for an idea like that, but just, you know. Now, before we get to the score, I want to bring you some facts about this movie. To your surprise, Monica, maybe, this movie actually won a few independent festival awards.
No way.
Yes, my friend.
I'm disappointed whoever voted for that. Like.
So, okay. In the Brooklyn Horror Festival of 2018... this film, Cam, actually won Alice, whose name, by the way, the actress is I believe, Madeline Brewer. I hope I'm saying that right.
Okay.
It won her Best Actress in that festival.
Wow. I want to know what other movies were up against this one. Because...
well, that's not all, because it also won Best Production Design in the Head Trip competition. So apparently they think this is some sort of high-level mind movie or something.
Okay.
And the name of the award recipient is Emma Rose Mead. I'm not sure what she did, to be honest. Maybe she was the not the scriptwriter, because the scriptwriter is somebody different.
Art director or something, yeah.
Yeah, maybe the director of photography. I don't know, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it also won the Audience Choice Award, so the audience voted to give it an extra award on this, apparently.
Wow.
So
the bar has been low.
It's a whole bunch of, like, college films.
Really.
And not only that, but in a different festival, in the Fantasia International Film Festival 2018 in Canada, this one, something that's a little creepy, it's called the New Flesh Award for Best Feature for the director, Daniel Goldhaber. So I guess he won Director of the Year or whatever in that festival. And also the Cheval Noir for Best Screenplay and her name, I believe, is, I hope I'm saying this correctly, Issa Massey.
That was a writer?
Yeah.
That's it was a woman. A woman wrote this.
I want to believe that this is a woman, yeah. Isa. It's spelled I-S-A, so I'm thinking it's a woman, yeah.
It's disappointing.
So
I thought a guy wrote it, to be honest.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that so that you could feel a lot more disappointed.
Yeah, I am. That's very disappointing. Barwood must have been real low that year because no.
So, having said that, I think we're ready to give this movie our rating. And okay, so the units for this, I don't know if it's a little, but a little lame, whatever. But I wanna the units I wanna call them kinky chat rooms.
Okay. All right.
So, how many kinky chat rooms does this movie get for you, my friend?
Can I do negatives?
Well, you can do a zero. You can do a zero. That's like the absolute.
All right, I'm giving zero.
You are giving this a zero.
I'm giving this a zero, yes.
I am going to go against the grain of this app.
Okay.
Well, not too much. For some reason, I had a set. I don't know why. I type a different number and seven pops up. Somebody's hacking my computer, dude.
Maybe.
Because I meant to give this movie a two.
See, even the computer's like, it doesn't deserve it. You need to.
No, because maybe my keyword is off or something, because I clearly remember typing a 2 in this, but I'm reading my notes and it's a 7 there, so it's like, what the hell?
Oh, heck. Yeah, you're definitely being hacked.
So the anti-Chewy is hacking my scores here.
Yes.
Well, so then that means this movie gets a 1, which I believe is the lowest rating we've given any movie to this date.
Well, fair for this movie, for sure.
And full disclaimer, these 2 points go only for the first scenes in the movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's because, I mean, again, all kidding aside, I mean, that was done okay, I guess, but I mean, nah, it's just that wasn't
the. I feel like they didn't need to go that in depth into the whole cam girl thing. Like, we get that this movie is about that. You don't have to, like, show us the first 20 minutes of the movie doesn't have to be people getting naked and doing all this shit. Like, we know what is going on. That time that they used could have been used to develop the movie a little bit better and give us a better experience instead of just seeing that. Like, that was such a waste of, like, production, dude. Like, oh my god.
Well, I agree and / disagree with you. Because, you know, I'm just kidding here. But yeah, definitely, I agree with you. I do think that they could have shown a little bit, but honestly, I mean, the extent of what they showed, I think, was just meant to draw people's attention.
Yeah, and keep them engaged.
Yeah, because this movie ended up, in the end, not going anywhere for us.
Exactly.
So, yes, that was our movie critique of the movie Cam. It got exactly 1 kinky chat room.
And let's be generous.
Yeah, and that's because I gave it a 2.
Right.
So, yes, that was our critique segment, and we'll be right back with our academic segment. And we got an interesting topic for you guys on this one, so stick around. Okay, everybody, and Monica, and myself, we have reached the academic segment in which Monica and I try to connect the given topic of any movie that we talk about, or story, or show, etc., to something that we encounter or come across from real life. Right, Monica?
Yes.
So I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Are you a fan of Ariana Grande?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a good singer.
She's amazing.
And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, I am, for the most part, a rock and heavy metal guy.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't stop me from appreciating other styles of music. And I appreciate her music because she's really good.
She's super talented. She's like, when I first heard her, I thought it was Mariah Carey making a comeback.
Oh, wow.
And then I realized it was somebody else. I was like, damn, she sounds just like her. Like,
younger.
You know. Yeah. Very similar. Not the same, but similar.
I just want to say that I think the video from the song Side to Side is a cinematic masterpiece.
Of course I would say that.
Now, wow. To my defense, I watched that video on repeat for a while because I had to learn the song because I was going to play it with a band.
Okay. I was like, just for fun. I was like, okay, Chewy, that's a little creepy, but...
I mean, I could have just heard the song, but I watched the video because I had to get the full experience, you know. She's a pretty girl. I think she's pretty pretty.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of a girl called or named Paige Niemann?
No,
You have not.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you a couple of pictures right now. I need to find them again because I don't think I saved them or a link to a Google search, whatever. But are you familiar with the concept of doppelgangers?
Yes.
So while I search for these images, Monica, why don't you enlighten our audience and tell us what a doppelganger is or what you remember what it is.
Well, it's like someone who looks just like you, but obviously is not you. I example, a long time ago on a Facebook ad, my friend sent me a picture of a screenshot. Actually, back then we didn't have screenshots, so she took a picture of the computer where it looked like it was me on the ad. You know, same glasses, same, you know, facial structure, everything, same hair. And she's like, "Is this you? Like, did you do a Facebook ad?" And I'm like, "No, what the hell?" Or it was either Facebook or MySpace. Honestly, I can't remember which one it was. It's been a while. But it looked just like me. Like almost exactly like me, but obviously it wasn't me because I've never done ads. So, yeah, like that was my doppelganger. I have friends who I've seen people who look practically like them, like almost like them, but it's not them because they're on the other side of the country. So yeah, it's just somebody who resembles a person that it could be like a twin, but it's not.
So I bring that up because Paige Niemann is a girl, and I'm having some trouble sending you the picture here. But Paige Niemann is the name of a girl that looks just like Ariana Grande.
How do you spell her last name?
Niemann is spelled NIEMANN.
I see it.
So let me see, it's
Oh my God, it does look just like her. Jesus. Oh
and then, well, I'm gonna send you a picture of them, no pun intended, side to side.
my
You should have already
God.
received that on the chat that we're sharing here.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Yeah, dude, they look just like the same. That's insane.
That's creepy, right?
It is creepy.
Well, let me tell you the story about this girl, okay?
Whoa, okay.
So basically, and I feel a little weird having gotten to this webpage, but according to teenvogue.com, is where I found this information, so I was doing research, so don't judge me, okay? For the episode. So Paige Niemann apparently is a girl from California that has been always a fan of Ariana Grande. Ever since the age of 10, people have been telling her she looks a lot like Ariana. So as she got older, she started her own TikTok account. And just her kind of singing in her room, kind of like the typical TikTok videos, right? And I guess her room was decorated with posters and stuff, you know, that from Ariana's shows and stuff like that, back when she was, I guess, in Disney or whatever. But then as she got older, she started doing her makeup, her hair color, her eyebrows, everything. She started acting like Ariana as far as the way she spoke in her videos.
What the hell?
So, and this started as early as the age of 12, I believe. So she would post selfies and videos of herself in her social media accounts dressed like Ariana, and she looked just like her. Now, it took a little longer for the similarities to become to the point, or to get to the point that they are now. Because according to this article that I found, she actually followed makeup tutorials online that would show people how to get the makeup that Ariana would use in her performances. So she learned how to do this from watching videos, so she does her own makeup. She does her own hair as well, and according to this, it takes about an hour and a half for the whole process. And she films TikTok videos, and then after that, she's done, right? She has been quoted as saying that she does not do any Photoshop to her pictures. She doesn't edit them in any way. She lo just looks that much like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
That's just how close the resemblance is. Now, both of them are of Italian descent.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that explains why they look so similar.
Maybe.
Maybe Mr. Grande was doing a some milkman rounds.
It's a little weird. Yeah, because, like, I mean, I have a cousin who, when she was a little girl, and she was, like, I want to say, like, maybe, like, 8 or 9, she looked exactly like what I look like at 8 or 9. Uh-huh. Except our noses were different. But, like, we looked identical. Like, if you saw her and you saw a picture of me, we could easily be confused for, like, you know, the same person.
Uh-huh.
But we're from the same family.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually seen somebody, well, maybe I have, but, like, that looks similar to the other, you know, even if they're from different families.
There's a saying, I think, that everyone's got a doppelganger somewhere in the world. I've never met mine.
Yeah.
I think if we ever met, it would cause a black hole of awesomeness. Oh, too much handsomeness in one room. No, but honestly, like, I've heard that story before, and I've seen people that kind of, I guess, look similar to me in the sense that they have glasses and they have facial hair and stuff like that. Maybe the same height and body build. But as far mm-hmm. as facial features that look like mine, I haven't seen anybody outside of my family. People tell me I look a lot like my oldest brother. And we do look similar and we have similar voices, but he's about 10 years older than me and he's got a bigger body frame. So you can't tell us apart, basically. Now, this girl, Paige Niemann, has over 1 million followers in her social media accounts.
Jesus.
They're all following her because of her, I guess, imitation of Ariana Grande.
Uh-huh.
And growing up in Mexico, this isn't, like, a shock to me because you would see people that would imitate famous singers and actors.
Yeah.
And they would do it for a living.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see any other shows or anybody like that?
Other show, I mean, I've only seen the ones in Mexico, like, they'll bring impersonators and stuff, like, mm-hmm. I mean, or you have, like, the people who dress up like Elvis and sound just like him, you know, like.
Yeah, but in Mexico, it's a lot more
common.
Yeah, because I remember seeing in TV, people would dress up like Luis Miguel, for example, the famous singer, and they would act like him and sing like him and have the same hair and the same type of clothing and everything. Juan Gabriel is another popular one for people to imitate, and many others. But my point is, these people would actually go on the road and charge people tickets to go see them.
Yeah.
As being like the quote-unquote clone or doppelganger of such and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, given that it's Mexico, I mean, copyright laws, no one gives a damn about them. you know, but I guess to me, that's why this was such a surprise, but people are freaking out. I mean, I will admit, this girl looks almost exactly like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I'm looking at her picture, and yeah.
Yeah, I think Paige's features are a little bit too perfect because I believe she did have some sort of surgery.
Really?
On her face, yeah. I'm not sure how old she is right now. I think she's like 17 or 18.
Yeah, she was 15 when this stuff started.
Yeah, so she's probably around 17 or 18 by now, but from what I understand, I do think she had some sort of surgery on her face to enhance some features, but if she did, it might have just been minimal. Maybe the nose or something like that, like a little touch up here and there.
Yeah.
Now, this is where things get... I mean, she actually has a manager.
Yeah.
Like a professional artistic manager that handles her business stuff, I guess.
Uh-huh.
This guy's name is... I think it's a guy. His name is Dylan Murray. He was so impressed with her talent in makeup, so now they're trying to figure out a way to actually launch her career as an actress and a singer.
Oh my god.
So what do you think about that?
Well, she's gonna get sued if she tries to sing like Ariana Grande because she can sue her for her likeness. For stealing her likeness.
Uh-huh.
That's against the law now.
Yeah, but I mean, according to Dylan Murray, the quote-unquote manager here, she would be singing music like the 50s style.
So like rockabilly music or what? Like,
I don't know. Maybe they meant like surf music? like the Beach Boys or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, that's weird.
Or maybe.
Or like, do they mean like Amy Winehouse type?
Like retro kind of maybe. I mean.
Yeah, that makes. I mean, yeah, sure, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, that is where it starts getting a little creepier to me because it's like, okay, this girl's. She clearly wants to be Ariana Grande. That's, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Ariana Grande knows about her.
Yeah.
In the beginning, she's like, okay, you know, cool, whatever. She was kind of like not supportive, but also not
dismissive either. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, okay, you look good, whatever. I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think they ever interacted too much other than just Ariana commenting on how she knew about this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at some point, she actually did make a statement. Because some dude, I guess that she follows on social media, posted something about how artists can have their work devalued or have their work lose value by having somebody do something like this.
What? How?
Because according to, it's like, okay, like in the case of Ariana, it's, or he wasn't talking about her specifically.
Yeah,
I'm just talking in general, but in the case of Ariana or anybody or any artist, it would be because the artists, they pour themselves into an image. They put the work to build an image. They put the work to actually record the songs and go out on tour and do all these press conferences and interviews, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then for somebody just come along and just kind of like steal their thunder.
I mean, I get it because like if you think about it, how they have imitators, right?
Mm-hmm.
People can't afford to hire the actual artist, so they'll hire the imitator and get like bargain Luis Miguel, right? Or bargain Ariana Grande to be at their party. And that'll like, I mean, in a sense, yeah, they're kind of stealing because, or like taking from the original artist because you've got all these other people pretending to be them, writing off of their work just to make money themselves.
Yeah, so Ariana didn't name Paige Niemann by name, or, you know, she didn't give her name directly, but she's like, when this guy posted that statement on social media about how artists can have their work lose value.
Yeah.
Ariana reportedly answered, yeah, can this also, like, please double or also be reflective of impressions of girls on TikTok that have ponytails and think that doing a cat Valentine voice, which I think is one of her characters in the Disney show.
Yeah.
And wearing eyeliner and sweatshirts and eyebrows and, you know, and they think it's a good impersonation of me because I feel like it's losing its entire value.
Wow, like, so calling her out, but not by name, but, like, being very specific about the person who's copying her.
Well, yeah, because she mentioned how, basically, this chick is doing everything that she does.
Yeah.
And just having it copied. So then the girl's like, you know what? I'm used to Ariana shading me, and I'm not a fan of her anymore.
Okay, whatever. Not a fan of her. Uh-huh, sure, but you're still impersonating her. Like, shut the fuck up. It's little girls.
And that kind of goes back to the point that I tried to make a little earlier when I asked you if you think this movie, Cam, was trying to do something as a message that maybe people will lose themselves too much, their own self, in trying to be something they're really not.
Yeah, because if you're focusing all your energy on, like, being like a different, like another person that maybe you idolize or whatever, like you forget who you are, like, because you're so focused on being like them. It's like Mean Girls, dude. At first she's like this really genuine person, right? She's like cool, she's this girl from Africa or whatever, has her own stories, her own personality, she's a little shy but she's super smart, and she wants to be part of that little club, that little, you know, clique.
Uh-huh.
And she turns into a completely different person. She starts to act dumb just so that she can get the attention of some guy. And she, like, starts to act just like the other girls, mean and, like, catty and stuff. And then she's not her anymore. She's this other person. Because she was trying so hard to fit in, you know? So yeah, you can lose yourself by trying to... by pouring yourself into this character that really isn't you, but that you think people will like better than the real you.
Uh-huh.
For fame, for likes, for retweets, for whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, for views, you know? Which is kind of stupid, because it's like... I mean, it sucks that someone has to pretend to be somebody else to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
I don't think I could have said that better, my friend. I agree with you 100%. Now, full disclaimer, like, I used to be really shy. I used to be really socially introverted.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. But as I've gotten older, I've gotten more confident. Especially because I play music. And in playing music, you're going to be on stage. You can't be shy. You need to enjoy yourself, basically.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because otherwise, people are going to feel, or people can tell when you're not enjoying your performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you, as a performer, in my case, a guitar player, if I'm not enjoying the show, people can tell that I'm not enjoying, and in turn, they're not going to enjoy the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've changed a little bit, and I bring that up because my experience in music is that I've seen so many people trying to sound like somebody else or be like somebody else.
Yeah.
Singers, guitar players, especially. Those two. Singers, yeah. And guitar players. But people in general in the music industry, a lot of times they want, or bands, they want, oh, like, we sound like this band, or, oh, we sound like that band.
Yeah.
And it's cool, dude, to have influences, because I have influences.
Right.
And it's cool to want to try to pay homage to that, to the people that came before you. But again, I've seen so many people in the music part, you know, or business, I guess you want to call it, that they want to sing so much like a given singer, or they want to act like a given singer. Or guitar players that want to play just like their favorite guitar player. And it's like, dude, like, you're... If that's what... If you want to be a tribute artist, that's one thing. Because that's a whole different thing.
Right.
And that's also valid if you want to be a part of a... I mean, I've seen bands that pay tribute to the Beatles.
Yeah.
To bands like Kiss, Metallica, etc. You know, I've seen bands like that. And they're good. And if that's what they want to do, that's cool. But if you want to build your own identity as a musician, as an artist... Dude, like, you need to let your own approach to music come out, because otherwise you're nothing but a tribute artist
or a poser, dude. Like, honestly, because, like, you know, you're pretending to be somebody that you're not, and it shows. Like, some people think that, oh no, I can hide it. Well, no, you can tell. The vibes come off in the stage, you know, to the audience, and you can sense it. People can sense if you're not genuine, regardless of what you're doing. Like, whether you're a performer, or you're an artist or whatever, like, or just like a regular person, you can tell when somebody's an actually genuine person or not.
Yeah, definitely. So just to close that off real quick, I don't think I could have made this podcast, let's say, 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, because I was still having trouble with my confidence as far as being able to talk to people in the open and just kind of express my ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that we don't talk to the audience, but, I mean, the audience listens.
Right.
But I'm aware that some people are going to listen to this, and they're going to hear my voice and my opinions and whatever I have to say.
Uh-huh.
But even then, knowing that I would not be looked at directly or listened to directly in the same room or whatever, I still would have been freaked out.
But yeah, because you're putting this out there, like, anybody could listen to it.
But my point is that, I mean, yeah, you can grow, but at your own pace. I mean, it's possible.
Right.
You just need to let yourself come out.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to do is give a positive message, uplifting. Like, if you think you don't have what it takes to make a podcast or write a song or be an artist or a painter or whatever it is you want to be or do, you can.
Yeah.
But
gotta believe in yourself.
Yeah, believe in yourself, but also at the same time, stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Be you.
I mean, and I'm not judging this girl for what she... I mean... I guess I kind of am.
I mean, it's one thing to, like you said, pay tribute, and it's one thing to try to take over an identity that's not yours.
Yeah, because,
you know?
Now she's talking about being a singer and an artist and an actress. I mean, it's, come on, dude. Like,
if that's what she wanted all along, good for her. Maybe this is her way to get there. Now she's saying that she doesn't like Ariana Grande. Like, come on, girl. Like,
yeah.
People, if this is how she's acting... And she's barely starting out. She can't take criticism or can't, like, accept that what she's doing is it's a little weird. Her future is just not gonna... It's not gonna be fun. Because people, if she, once she becomes famous, like, well, she's already famous, but when she starts putting out, like, content, like music and stuff, like her own stuff, she's gonna get obviously, like, negative reviews from people who think she's trying to copy Ariana Grande or whatever, or people are gonna talk shit no matter what, mm-hmm. you know? And if she can't handle that, then she shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. Because it's a tough industry.
Definitely.
It really is.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And full disclaimer, I've never heard her singing. People say she sings okay. I've never seen any of her videos. I've never seen any of her social media, just beside the pictures that I've seen for this episode. Because I don't, honestly, it's kind of weird how this worked out, because I saw a video about this maybe a couple of weeks ago. Before we even knew we were going to do this movie, Cam.
Oh, wow.
And before I even knew that it dealt with somebody stealing somebody's identity and becoming them. Like, so it's kind of weird how that worked out, but...
That's crazy.
So when I watched the movie, I was like, hey, this is just like that case of Ariana Grande and Paige Niemann, because it's something where someone trying to steal somebody's identity.
And in a sense, one sense or the other,
So, yeah, I just thought that's kind of weird. So, any final thoughts before we move on to the Know Thine Enemy segment, my friend?
If you don't have to, don't watch, Cam.
Well, I was going to say that at the end of the episode, but yeah, okay. We can say it again at the end. Okay, for your own mental health, do you just honestly do anything else but watch this movie?
Yeah, there's so many better. Read a book. Read a book. Meditate. You know, walk your dogs if you have pets. But don't watch that movie.
All right.
Don't waste your time.
And we will repeat that message at the end of the episode. But in the meantime, we're taking a break and coming right back with the Know Thine Enemy segment. Stick around. Okay, everybody, so we are at the Know Thine Enemy segment, in which we, Monica and myself, try to go a little bit more in-depth about the villains in the stories, movies, shows, etc. that we discuss. As I mentioned earlier, the villainous entity, and when I say entity, I'm just going to say, I don't mean like ghost or anything, I mean it could be a ghost. I'm calling it, for the purposes of tonight's episode, Deep Fake.
Okay.
That's the name the nickname that I'm giving this villain, Deep Fake, because we have no idea what it is, do we?
No, we don't. And it's not explained, which is a big reason why the movie sucks.
So, given the fact that I have this system of classification of villains, I'm not sure where to place this thing, so I'm going to place it in three categories. It could either be a tech-based villain, in which we could be talking about a rogue AI. Maybe a self-aware type of, like, Terminator, Skynet, computer system, whatever, that becomes aware and copies people. It could also be a supernatural villain. Maybe it's a ghost that somehow haunts chat rooms or whatever.
The internet.
Or it could be a dual-natured in the sense that it could actually be a disgruntled hacker.
Okay, yeah.
So out of the three possibilities that I've talked about, which one do you think is your pick for this?
The disgruntled hacker.
That would make the most sense, right?
Yeah.
I still think Tinker had more to do with it than he let on.
I agree. He's super shady.
Because he was like, oh, I just watch enough cam shows to know who's going to get picked to be copied next.
Sure, Tinker.
And given his background in IT, I do think that was maybe a possible plot point or a possible ending for this, and they kind of just dropped it for whatever reason.
Yeah. They probably couldn't figure out how to explain what he was doing.
I mean, if he's an IT guy, he has enough experience, he can hack places like this. I mean,
I guess what I'm getting at is like, how would they justify it with real life hacking, like with real life IT? Like maybe they couldn't figure it out, or they couldn't, like what they had in mind in reality would not be possible, or would not.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Which is why they didn't do it. Yeah.
Okay, that already made sense. I'm drinking, so bear with me. no, but okay, that makes a lot more sense. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
The only thing we know about the origin or the backstory of this deep fake thing is that, again, Tinker seemed to know who would be picked next because of his proclivity.
Keen attention to detail, apparently.
Yeah, so he watched so many cam girls, so many hours of these people in their cam shows. So he magically was aware of, oh, this girl's gonna get picked next, so let me go and save her. Because at some point he says, yeah, I moved here because I wanted to save you.
Another thing, how did he even find out where she lives? Like, because I don't think she told him.
Well, they seem to have some sort of quote-unquote talking relationships. I mean, he texts her and like chats with her on video, whatever, FaceTime, whatever you want to call it. Obviously, she's doing it for the money. Because she's charging for the time that he's talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
But they, at least on his end, he shares personal information. He's like, well, I'm looking for a job, or I'm doing this or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So she does kind of have that sort of thing going on. Again, it's on her end, it's strictly for the money.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know.
We don't know because it wasn't explained. Yeah, so it was confusing.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of something to say and I can't. Like, I'm just lost.
That's what this movie does to you.
Yeah, it just messes with your brain. So
my brain is scrambled. Yeah.
So the main motivation or goal of deepfake is to, according to myself, let me know what you think, Monica.
Okay.
This thing wants to impersonate successful cam girls and take over their personalities, but more importantly, their money.
I mean, yeah. But again, it doesn't make sense because everything was linked to her account. She just couldn't get in because she didn't have the password.
Uh-huh.
So technically, if her bank account was still linked, she would still be getting money.
That's the thing. It was never really addressed whether she was still getting money or not.
I mean, it seemed like she wasn't. But then again, she was taking money out of her account. So, like, homegirl had money either in her savings or she, like, just...
Well, let me tell you a couple of stories. I'm going to go into story mode here. Let me bring out my straw hat and my banjo. Okay. My personal story is that I think I might have told you last week that I was going to share a story with you guys. I had my banking information hacked.
Uh-huh.
More than once. It's happened twice to me already.
Damn.
First time that it happened, I was paying groceries at my local HEB, which, by the way, I love. Props to HEB.
I love HEB too. Yeah, I miss HEB.
Props to HEB. But
send me a care package.
I shall, my friend. I shall.
Yes.
So I run my debit card, and I was like, oh, it's been the cleanser. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's a mistake, so I run it again. Nothing. I was like, let me try again. Nothing. And I was like, I just got paid a couple days ago. I know I have money in there. And it didn't go through. So I was like, luckily I had some cash, enough cash to cover the... I wasn't buying too much stuff. I was buying maybe like 30, 40 bucks worth of stuff just, you know, for a couple days, whatever.
Yeah.
Luckily I had cash in my pocket, so I paid with that. And I was like, okay. So I went to the bank right away. And the bank told me, somebody hacked your account, sir. Or they didn't say that. What they said is, we blocked your account because we noticed some suspicious activity.
Suspicious activity, yeah.
And I was, well, can you mind telling me what that is? Apparently, somebody thought they could live their best life with my money. The little money I have, I mean, I'm not a millionaire. I mean, I don't have... I have okay money. I have enough to get by, let's put it that way. But anyways... Okay. Somebody thought they could live their best life, their best dreams, and spend, like, a ridiculous amount of money on furniture for their home.
Wow.
So, the bank saw that transaction. They saw where it was based out of Austin, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Which is about maybe a 6-hour drive from where I'm at.
Yeah.
So it was the location and also the amount. And I felt bad because the bank girl was cute. And she was like, yeah, the amount of the purchase exceeded the amount you have on your balance. So we blocked it because it wasn't enough. And I was like, well, thank you for calling me poor. Yeah. Now, in my defense, it was a ridiculous amount. It was like 7-8 grand or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't have in my bank account. I mean, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think many people do, but yeah. In my defense. And then the next time that it happened, somebody paid a meal for themselves at a local Chili's or Applebee's, I forget, somewhere in the McAllen area.
Okay.
So I was like, well, no, because that day I wasn't there. I was here at a different place.
Yeah.
And so I both of these times I had to cancel my card, get a new one, and it was annoying because I couldn't withdraw money from an ATM, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it takes about a week or two to get your card in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. It takes a while. And they have to mail it to you.
And the bank told me that the way these people were doing that is that when you pay with your card at like a restaurant or a bar, people with bad intentions take your card information, like a picture of it,
mm-hmm.
and then use it for their purchases, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's my personal story. Luckily, I was able to work it out with the bank and my money was restored and everything, right? So, my brother, the middle brother, there's three of us mm-hmm. in my family. So my oldest brother, my second brother, and myself. My second brother, his case is a little bit more intense because if I remember correctly, he was applying for a job like a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And luckily for him, he knew some of the people in that place where he was working at. So they recommended him for that job, right?
Yeah.
So he submits an application. And a couple weeks later, he gets notice from his friend that works in that place. And the friend was like, hey, dude, you have a warrant for your arrest, apparently.
What?
In like Michigan or Minnesota, somewhere way the hell up there, dude, up north. We're like 20 hours away from those places.
Yeah.
Down here. So my brother, my parents, and myself, because back then I think I was like 15, dude. This happened a long time ago, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And my brother at that point, I think, was like 25, 26. You know, he was in his mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go to our local FBI office.
Wow.
Because my brother had an outstanding warrant for his arrest, and you guess for what?
Kidnapping.
Well, it was for murder.
Oh my god. That's intense.
For murder, dude. So, supposedly, they arrested this person with my brother's name, an ID with his name on it, but a different picture.
Uh-huh.
His social number. And again, either Michigan or Minnesota, one of those places.
Wow.
Who had apparently murdered somebody up there. And now my brother was being chased by the freaking FBI because they thought he had murdered somebody. He was down here.
Oh my god.
So I didn't go in because what happened is we went to the local FBI building. And if you remember, it's that big black building in downtown.
Benton Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In downtown. So the only skyscraper we have in McAllen.
I thought it was a bank, and then somebody was like, no, dude, that's an FBI building. And I was like, no way, they wouldn't put an FBI building just right there, you know, in the middle obviously. Of the freaking city. Yeah, so obvious, like, you know, you would think it would be like hidden court, not maybe not hidden, but like a little more discreet.
Yeah,
but not, no.
Not in such an obvious place, right?
Right.
So what ended up happening is my parents and I accompanied my brother.
Uh-huh.
To the local FBI office because we wanted to make sure he didn't get arrested on the spot.
Yeah.
He had to go more than once. I only went once, but he had to go more than once because he had to go in to give his statement.
Uh-huh.
He had to show proof of his paychecks, his pay stubs.
Wow.
He had to show proof of residence that he lived here in the valley and not up there.
Yeah.
That he was here in that time period where that murder was committed.
Yeah.
And he had to bring in witnesses later on, like co-workers of his.
Yeah.
Like character witnesses. Like, no, we can attest for a fact he was working with us that day.
Yeah.
He was at work here, like, you know.
Crazy.
So the whole process took about a week or two. My brother was scared. I mean, because he thought he was gonna get in trouble for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, not for the murder, and for something else. I mean, my brother, he's really scaredy cat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, happy ending to all this. He was cleared, you know, his identity was restored. But, I mean, imagine, dude.
Dude, no. Imagine I find out that there's a freaking warrant for my arrest because somebody out there somewhere did something really bad.
Now,
dude, I don't even remember what I did yesterday. How would I remember all those things? Like, that would be so scary. I know. And
mind you, this happened 20 years ago. This is like the pre-social media, pre-internet age. I mean, we're
kind
of like in the birth of the public internet age because the internet's been around for forever. But
yeah.
We as a public have only had open access to the internet maybe since like the mid-90s. But yeah, dude, I mean, imagine. And that's the point I'm trying to make. It's like, how easy is it for somebody to take your name, to take your address, your social security number, and just live off of it?
Yeah.
Without you even knowing.
That's crazy.
So that's what, you know, I guess it goes up with the motif of this episode.
Yeah.
Because it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
When you least expect it. And my brother was lucky that he knew a guy in that place, because if he hadn't, they would have reported him. I mean, and I guess he still would have been cleared eventually.
Yeah, but it would have been a lot scarier.
Well, he would have been arrested for sure.
Right, for
and,
sure.
And he would have been detained as the whole process was taking place. But luckily, they worked with him and they let him explain himself and everything. So
that's good.
It was crazy, dude. It was crazy. I was like, wow, man. Like, so now going back to deepfake here. After an hour of going off my tangent here, I always do that.
We both do. So,
deepfake can mimic the voice and appearance of someone perfectly. And not only that, but it knows details about their private lives. For example, like you mentioned earlier, it knows the name of the brother of the girl.
Yeah.
And it even had pictures of them.
Right, which is weird because it's not real. So how does it have all that information?
Exactly. So that's what I was, I guess, connecting that with my story. Is like where does, like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, no.
Especially now, because of the social media, anything you post on there, someone can take it for their own purposes. Dude, it's crazy.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yet, here we are posting pictures on Instagram, Facebook, and
whatever. Everything we do, every second we take, like, everywhere we go. We're putting our location out there. People can easily hack into where we're going, depending on like what location we just used our GPS for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's no.
When I go out, I never tag myself or I never say where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, because some people say like, you know, let's say a name, like Juan Lopez is eating at such and such restaurant.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. checked in, right? That's what they call it on Facebook. Okay,
they checked in. Yeah, they checked in. Yeah. I used to do that all the time, and then I stopped because I was like, I don't want people knowing where I'm at.
Yeah, dude. That's creepy. So, as far as weaknesses for deepfake, basically, it's a pretty weird weakness. I mean, it has to do whatever you tell it to do.
Yeah.
If you pay enough money, it'll do mm-hmm. whatever you tell it to.
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. So, what is your opinion on deepfake? What, like, I mean, do you have an opinion?
Not really. I mean, I thought it could have been something, you know, like, scarier. I mean, it's kind of like a robot.
Yeah.
I just want to know where the money was going. Where was it going? She was making a lot of money during that time.
Yeah.
So who was getting rich off of this? Because she was rolling in it, dude.
Yeah, her ranking went up like 30 spots or whatever.
Crazy. She was almost like top five. Like.
Yeah, I think at the very end, she was close to being number one.
I think so too, yeah.
And that's when she like blocked the account, whatever. So, I mean, just repeating some points that we already made, I do think this could have been more developed or developed in a better way.
Yeah, sure.
Having no definitive answer to me is always a turnoff for movies. I mean, I don't mind when a movie tries to get you to use your imagination or to maybe wonder where things could have been or could have gone, but having no answer, like no direction, I mean, that's like, I'm not. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. No. Nope, it's a big no for me.
And again, just it's really scary how something like this could actually happen in real life.
Yeah, for sure.
That to me is the biggest takeaway out of this whole thing. Like, I mean, and I know because I lived through it, my brother lived through it, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have lived through it. So, It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
All right. So, on the scare meter, how many skulls does the concept, I guess, of deepfake get for you?
Okay, the concept, yeah. We'll go with the 6.
All right, and I'm actually going to kind of agree with you. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
So I guess
I was going to go with 5, but I was like, I'm going to be a little generous. Give it a 6.
So I guess the concept of deepfake gets 5.5 skulls on the scare meter. All right, so having discussed that already in depth, kind of, let's go ahead and take a little break again and come back with our closing remarks for tonight's episode. Okay, Monica, and the audience, the sad face for tonight, because we have reached the ending of our podcast episode once again. So we want to thank everyone that's been listening in, especially over the past couple of weeks. Today, if it's the first time you're listening, thank you very much. If you've been a loyal EMBL squad follower, thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate all the feedback, all the suggestions we get, and I want to give some shout-outs.
Okay.
I want to give some major shout-outs to our latest Twitter followers. I think we have broken the barrier of 100 followers, my friend.
What?
Which may not seem like much, but if you know the story, our Twitter was kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
We had, like, not anywhere near that amount a couple of weeks ago. And all of a sudden, it just kind of just started, it's starting to grow up. So, I'm really happy to see that. I'm intrigued as to how far we can get with this.
Same.
Because our Insta and Facebook, they're always kind of the same. There's some activity and then it kind of like, but Twitter was always kind of like not there at all.
Yeah.
Until lately, I don't know what happened, but thank you guys. We appreciate you. We like all the feedback, all the follows, comments. And I actually did some sticker giveaways.
Oh, cool.
On Twitter, because I felt like, hey, you know, people are following us. They're kind of picking up on EMBO here on Twitter, so let's go ahead and do a little promotion thing.
Yeah.
So, I want to give a special shout out to the winners of those giveaways. The first one was Quit the Build podcast, I believe. And yes, it was Quit the Build podcast. They're from Maryland, I believe. And the second one was Booze and Ghouls podcast from New York.
Nice.
So I sent them some EMBO stickers and we're going to hopefully see them up there in New York and Maryland. So thank you guys. Appreciate the love we're getting. And also on Twitter, we have a follower named Layden Robinson who emailed us some of their original stories.
Ooh, nice.
So I read a couple of them. They're kind of interesting. So I'm looking forward to reading the next few of them. I think there's about 7 or 8 of them in the email he sent us.
Okay, cool.
So, or they, I'm not sure if it's a female or a male or
a they.
They. Just
they.
So, a yeah. They. So, Layden Robinson, thank you for sending us your stories. We appreciate that. And I will be reading the rest of them soon, shortly. So, Monica, any shout outs from you on your end?
No. Just everybody on Twitter, man. Like, it keeps seeing the alerts. And it's fun. Keep it up.
It's instance mode. I am exercising a tremendously high level of high control, my friend, because I don't have Twitter on my phone.
What?
I had a personal Twitter, but I never really used it. I haven't used it in like 3 or 4 years, whatever. So that's why I don't have it on my phone. And now with the podcast account, I am not installing it for a reason.
Why?
Because I want to be happy when I get home from work.
Oh, that's nice.
So I went into my computer and see all the notifications. I was like, it's mode for me right there. So yes, it's taken a lot of willpower not to download Twitter and sync it to our
Yeah.
account. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's okay. I can manage it.
Nice.
So, reminder to our audience for social media accounts. Once again, we have our Facebook under Exploring the Myths Behind the Legends. We have our Instagram under Myths Behind LGDS.
Our Twitter is MythsBehindLGDS, and you can also email us at MythsBehindLegends@gmail.com.
Okay, and on Letterboxd, we are under Myths Behind LGDS, and I don't think I've ever mentioned that on Letterboxd. If you go on our one of our tabs there, I think it's called the watch list, you can see the movies that we're thinking about doing in the future.
Yep.
So you can have an idea more or less of the pool of movies that we're gonna pick from. If you have a suggestion for us to look into, we can add it to the watch list and maybe consider it in the future episode. So yeah, definitely, if you have a suggestion for us to tackle in one of the future episodes, we can definitely add that on the watch list and we can give you credit for that suggestion. So, Monica's favorite time of the entire year. I mean, forget Christmas. It's this right here that makes Monica's year. Our
Yeah.
website, our URL, the official, unofficial website, and me. I need to take a sip of my beer here. Hang on.
Okay, gotta with that whistle.
Right. So our URL is under myths hyphen behind hyphen legends dot mailchimpsites.com. All right, so that was our social media accounts, and Monica, I believe it is time for you to enlighten us as to what the topic of next episode will be.
So, the next episode will be about fighting for your family.
Chan chan chan. That could be any number of movies, my friend, so.
It could be any movie.
I mean, well, it is on our watch list, so if you're listening to this, you can go on our Letterboxd and you can maybe take a guess as
Yeah,
to what that movie
that's
could
true.
be.
That is true.
So yeah, definitely be on the lookout for that episode. And yeah, any final comments, my friend, before we sign off for the night?
Don't watch Cam. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
That's an hour of your life you can never get back. Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, like I said in the beginning, if you're looking for scenes that have that type of content, you know, sexual content, go elsewhere. You know where to go. It's not even worth it for that, honestly.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
So, man, yeah, don't watch Cam. We kind of regret watching this movie for, but hey, someone's got to do the dirty work, guys.
We watched it for you, so you don't have to.
Yeah. All right, so having said all that, that was our episode for this week. I want to once again thank everyone that's been listening, being supportive. Twitter followers, keep it up. I do think we had some listeners from Germany this week.
Ooh, nice.
Because when I check the metrics on the Anchor profile, it tells you where people in the world are listening to you. And the little German flag showed up, so that's cool. So, yeah, that was our episode. I want to wish everybody a happy morning, evening, noon, kinky cam show, whatever it is you guys are doing. Be careful, don't get your identity stolen. And for sure as hell, do not watch this movie.
Don't do it.
All right.
We took one for the team, so please don't.
Right, so until we see you in the next one, have a good one.
Bye.